Let's stop the music.
What's up?
What the ever living fuck did you do to your hair?
Oh, this? Yeah. You know.
You look like fucking Vince Neil right now. Like, I don't.
From the crew, yeah. I'll dig it. I'll take it.
Holy shit, man. I am so glad that I did not see this before we started recording.
Yeah, I told you.
I feel bad for folks that haven't done YouTube yet. I assure you, please go subscribe to our YouTube channel because this is worth it. Welcome, guys. Yes.
I mean, dude. I heard blondes had more fun, so, you know, why not?
You're giving it a try, man. You know, what an intro here. I mean, welcome back to Misguided Shenanigans, guys. My name is Nick, of course. With me, my brother from another mother, Daniel Finney, a.k.a. Finney, a.k.a. Finn, a.k.a. whatever the fuck you want to call him. Blondie. We can call you Blondie now. Dude, what happened that you dyed your hair blonde? Is it the California thing? Like, did you feel like, hey, I'm in California, I need to dye my hair blonde?
Yo, bro, gonna go hit some waves. No, oh, so
totally, dude. Like, it's rock and roll, man.
It was so gnarly. I was vibing and thinking that maybe I should go blonde, and was like, whoa, that's a totally awesome idea. Not really. No.
How drunk did you get that you dyed your hair blonde? How drunk? I just want to know. I think inquiring fans want to know as well.
All right. So here's the story. We went to the pool over the weekend, a couple weeks ago.
All right.
And, you know, kids were playing at the pool and everything, cooked some hot dogs, had a few drinks out in the sun, relaxing, you know, and get back to the house. And the wife's like, hey, I'm going to dye my hair. Sure, go right ahead. Add another couple more drinks. I'm feeling pretty good. She comes out and says, hey, I've got leftover hair dye. And I was like, okay. And she goes, do you want to do your hair? I'm like, fuck it, why not? And so now I'm a blonde.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I have no words. I never in my life in 20 plus years of knowing you would have ever seen you with blonde hair. So cheers to you, buddy. I mean,
you don't remember when I dyed it blonde like years ago, like in high school?
I thought it was a different color. I didn't think it was blonde.
Oh,
I used to do the colors.
Yeah, I did the colors, but one Halloween I did. Actually, no, I did this a couple times. But one of the times I did this, I was Dexter Hollins from The Offspring for Halloween and dyed it this color then.
That's right.
I was hoping to be more platinum, well, like white, but you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, it works for you, buddy. It works for you. I don't have enough hair to dye anything. That's why I wear my visors and my hats, because my hairline is disappearing quick. Disappearing quick, especially after I just hit my 42nd birthday. So I'm a little hungover today. I'm not even going to lie to you. It was...
That's right. So... Big 42 birthday, birthday in a new city. So what did you do? Yeah. Did you have family in town? Did you do an all night rager? Like tell us about it.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty like straightforward, really. I mean, I got a new grill for the birthday. So obviously like, you know, us here, my parents came up, obviously, you know, my mom and dad, they came up, my oldest son, Jay, came up. My neighbors obviously were out there cause we party with them every weekend. And, you know, man, we pulled the chairs out. It was beautiful. It was sunny and like 80 degrees, and we grilled and we drank and we grilled and we drank and we drank and we drank and we drank and we drank. So it was fun, man. It was, it wasn't anything like my 30 when we set shit on fire, but
oh.
this was a hell of a birthday, man. This was a hell of a birthday.
Man, okay. Now that you've brought that up, I think we got to tell that story. Yeah. I think we got to get it out there.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah, you think so, huh?
I think so.
Yeah. Hey.
Like yeah, you know, yeah. Let's get into some nostalgic times here. Like, okay, so your 30th birthday, I'm living in Georgia at the time. You're in Jacksonville. Yeah. I drive down to hang out with you the weekend. You're having this big party. And during this time when you had a big party, like how many people showed up? Like 30?
I think we had like 35 or 40, I think, at my little ass apartment. It was massive. It was massive.
Yeah. So my dumb ass bought Kingsford charcoal, not match light. And so we go to set up the grill after I've been drinking all morning to start cooking hot dogs for
people. We started at 7:30 in the morning. Let me just preface this whole story, which we started drinking at 7:30 in the morning. And it just went all day into the next morning. But yeah, go ahead. So yeah, you bought regular Kingsford instead of match light.
Yeah, bad move on my part. Not sure why I did. I'm like, oh, it'll work. It'll you know, get there. And poured in there, wasn't lighting, tried some tricks with like some paper towels, some paper, like doing some things to get it lit. We couldn't get it going, and people are getting hungry. And one of your friends comes up with a gas can and says, move, I got it.
Pulled it right out of his trunk. Yep. You're right. He did. He pulled his car up right out in front of the apartment, opened his trunk. Had a nice 5-gallon gas can in there. And if I remember this correctly, you had a lit paper towel. And we won't use anybody's name here, except for yours and mine.
Yeah.
But my buddy walks up with the gas can. You have a lit paper towel in the charcoal. He decides to pour the gasoline in the charcoal while you've got the lit paper towel.
Yep.
So what happens after that? You can only fucking guess. The gasoline ignites. I mean, immediately. Trail goes up to the gas can. Luckily, it wasn't pressurized. He had taken off the little pressurized button. And so the gas can catches on fire. He kicks it. And my other buddy was parked on the side of the apartment in front of us, in front of the grill.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
So
go ahead.
It catches on fire and he drops it at first. Right there in the front of your apartment complex, into the grass, and then there's trails of fire all over the grass at this point. So the grill is lit, which is a good thing. However, so now is the gas can, plus you've got patches of grass that are lit on fire at this point. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. It was patches of grass that were on fire. And somebody got the bright idea to kick the gas can that was on fire.
That was said so person that brought the gas can out to begin with.
Correct. Correct. So he kicks the gas can and it's a rolling ball of fucking fire at this point, right? I mean, everybody's like, oh shit. Oh my God. So it hits my buddy's car. The back end of his car goes up. Whoosh. Like this. I mean, and it was gas tank side. Like, luckily, one of my other buddies I think he was still fairly sober. He was able to get the fire out that was put on the car. And so I run in the house, and this is probably about 3 p.m. because we had already eaten lunch earlier in the day and we're re-firing up the grill to, you know, cook some more food because everybody was still hungry. So my buddy, who's sober enough at the time, can douses out the fire on the car. So, you know, nothing but a little paint damage, thank God, to the car. So I'm drunk as shit. I mean, I'm falling all over the place. Well, I run in. I'm the only one out of 40 people that think to go and get the fucking fire extinguisher. So I run into my apartment and I grab the fire extinguisher and I pull the tab on that son of a bitch. And I ran out and I'm just like all over. It was insane. Like, this is, and I hope everybody has a story like this, that, like, you know, when I decide to move on to the next life, or whoever decides I move on to the next life, like, this is going to be told at my funeral, right? Like, this has been told at every party for the last 12 years. okay, every party for the last 12 years. But I mean, dude, was it not probably, and like I said, I've known you for over 20 years. So don't you think like that was probably the most memorable party that we've ever had for like a birthday, at least for me?
Yes. Yes. That was probably by far. That's probably number one. There's a lot of parties and things that have happened over the years that are in my top 10, but I think that one's probably number one. And like when all this happens, the first thing like hits me is like, holy shit. Like, is this really happening? Like, am I in a dream? Like, what the hell? And none of us are sober. None of us should be operating a girl. Like, fully admit that, right?
No.
We're dumb, young, making operating
a grill is one thing. Pouring gasoline on the grill to get the fucking thing started, that's a whole nother thing. Like, that's way, none of us were even close to sober enough for that. Like, if we would have had match light charcoal, we could have fired that thing up in no time and had food cooked in 20 minutes. So,
And so I'm stomping like fireballs out of the grass and then I look over and the car is on fire and I'm like, I don't know how to get that out. So we put it out.
Yeah.
The back of that Jetta, which was white, by the way, looked like a toasted marshmallow at the back end of it.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And it did, like, it didn't melt the rims. It didn't melt the tire. There was just some paint that needed to be buffed. Like, we got lucky, man. And the cops never got called.
I know.
Nobody ever complained. Nobody ever complained. I mean, I was in that apartment for a whole nother year or two after that. And nobody said a word. Nobody said a word. So we, it was a hell of a party, man. I miss those days. Lord knows I can't do it anymore because it was about a 3:30 a.m. night last night and I don't do that anymore. But holy shit. I don't know if you guys can tell, all you YouTube fans, but I got a little dark under my eyes after last night.
Man,
dude,
I remember a lot about that party. Sheesh, the way it ended.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it just went on and on and on. Like, you would think that, okay, that's probably going to be about it, and the party ends. Like, no, like all of a sudden it started right back up. Like a few minutes later, like once everybody like calmed down, got some food, we're like, all right, let's back at it. Like, it happened.
Oh yeah,
it's all right.
And it was like a rotating door of people. Like, if five people left, five more showed up. Like, it was a revolving door of like craziness all day. I mean, we started at 7:30 in the morning and I don't remember because I was wasted. So I don't remember when we quit, but I believe it was around 3 or 4 the next morning. So it was like a 12-hour fucking party, man. It was amazing. It was a rager. It was awesome.
I could probably ask my wife because she remembers getting me and my wife were dating at this time. She remembers getting a phone call of me like drunk as all get out, like puking near a tire. So she could probably tell me when it ended. Let's say I did not earn any brownie points that day.
Oh man. Well, and I was still single. So like I didn't, there were no kids then, there was no wife then, there was no girlfriend then. So it was like, I went. But it was, man, cheers to everybody that showed up. If anybody listens to this, but man, yeah, what a hell of a party, dude. Like, we've had some doozies.
And that everyone, for sure. Everyone that participated there, you all know who you were. You know you were there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody. Yeah. Yeah, I still get Facebook messenger texts every year on my birthday from a couple of people, saying, hey, remember that?
Remember the bonfire you started?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Remember the toasted marshmallow car? Yeah. Yeah, that was my 30th birthday party. It was glorious. But yeah, man. So, 42, 12 years later, it wasn't quite the rager that one was, but man, just, it was really nice to have family around. Like, we haven't seen my mother and father, and we moved up here actually a year ago this coming Friday. And we haven't seen them since we'd moved here because of COVID and all the other bullshit. So, it was really nice to have my folks in town. And of course, my older son, Jay, came up and, you know, hung out with us, and dude, it was amazing. It was great. I wish you could have been here, but you're on the West Coast, but man, it was a blast.
Well, speaking of that though, hopefully yeah. we'll be able to do some of these shows this summer. We'll see how it works, but yeah. at least with us in the same room, at least for one or two, see what we can do. Cause yeah, yeah we're headed, oh, yeah. we're headed out to the East Coast for about a month, do some visiting with family, you know, now yeah. that, now
well,
that,
yeah. And I mean, we've already talked about it. So I think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when and where.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, be nice to be in the same room and cheers you, man. You know, I'm excited to have you back out this way for a little while. Cheers.
Yep. Yep. So yeah, it's our time hasn't been as crazy as your all-nighter birthday party there. We've been low key, yeah. Sergeant Pepperonis and baseball games. So kids wrapped up baseball.
What the hell is a Sergeant Pepperoni?
It's a pizza place that all the baseball teams go to at the end of the season to pass out their trophies and to eat pizza and do their like team parties for like T-ball and stuff. So yeah.
Is it like a Showbiz or like a Chuck E. Cheese or something with like games and shit?
No, it's like a New York pizzeria with kind of like a Mellow Mushroom vibe a little bit, like with like Beatles themes and like crazy pizza toppings, but really, really good.
Dope. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, well, yeah, because you were saying what the kids finished up baseball, right? And luckily enough, right before you guys come out east.
That's right.
So
yeah, and yeah. So they do the awards, and I got to go to my older son. I couldn't go to my younger son one, his pizza party because of work and everything, but went to my older son's, and the coach gets up there and he goes, yeah, this is the first time I've ever had a kid in coach pitch that is a switch hitter. And on top of that, a kid that could actually switch hit and actually hit the ball. And so, of course, my son, he wants to be a switch hitter. He wants to be independent and do things yeah. differently. And he's ambidextrous, or however you say that word.
Ambidextrous, yep.
Ambidextrous, that's it. So he, when he went to his first practice, coach is there, and he starts hitting right-handed, right? Hits it off the tee right-handed
yeah.
while he's practicing and warming up. And then they go around with the other coach, and he does the coach pitch, right? And so all of a sudden he switches and starts doing it left-handed. And the coach goes, wait, did you do it right-handed or left-handed? Like he was so confused. Like, wait, which way are you batting? Like, I thought I saw you do it this way, but then you're doing it this way. And he saw him swing and he's like, that's an awkward swing. So am I just seeing things wrong? And like, he's got this confused look on his face and he goes,
yeah,
Dominic, what hand do you bat with? And he goes, both. Dead serious look. Like, I do both. And the coach says, no, which one do you do? And he goes, coach, I do both. It's just like matter yeah. of fact. And coach, mom and dad, like, which way is he bat? And I was like, he does both. And the coach looks at me, like his jaw just dropped, and he goes, all right, we'll try it. So he starts pitching, sure shit, yeah. hits the ball. Left-handed.
Yeah.
Then they get him to go right-handed, hits the ball. And he's like, now, admittedly, he is stronger and bats better right-handed than he does left-handed, but it just floored the coach like, what? Like, because, okay, to put this in perspective, most seven-year-olds do not know that they can hit both ways. Most seven-year-olds, right. and let alone actually connect and hit the ball. That's the other thing. Like, usually don't find that
this was
out.
His first year.
Yeah, it was his right? first
Wasn't
year.
Wasn't this his first year?
First time he's so ever like, played.
I mean, you're talking about a first year kid that comes in. Cause my jaw would have dropped too. I mean, when I was 7 years old playing ball, like I was one hand, man, it was right hand. I throw right and I bat right. That was it. Like you didn't see much of that. So even in his first year to be able to, excuse me, to do that, that's friggin' awesome. That is awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So, Kind of interesting. This is kind of fun, a fun little moment there. So, but no, we got all baseball wrapped up. Summer's kicking in. Kids are out of school. That's got some trips planned for Disneyland. Going to go visit the mouse out here in Cali, you know? before we
Avengers Campus just opened.
I know. I'm so excited.
I was watching the opening ceremonies on YouTube the other day, and I was like, oh my God, I need to go.
Okay, I got to add this in here. So speaking of Avengers, right? My team did these like little images and things. I forgot. I sent them a picture of something when I was out either at Big Bear skiing or something. I sent them a picture because they asked for pictures. And when I sent them a picture, they put my head on Jeremy Rayner's body as Hawkeye. And they all keep saying, oh, you look like Hawkeye. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's funny. And people have told me before that I look like Jeremy Rayner, especially when I dress up in a suit. All right, hold it right there.
I don't know if we can see it.
There you go. All right, so...
Cool.
That is an app that's called Reface App. And so I went in and put my face on Hawkeye's body for the Reface App and then sent it out to people. And I sent it out to you, and you sit there and thought I was just sending you a Jeremy Rayner gift.
I did. Literally, until we started recording this podcast today, I was like, wait a second. I didn't even notice. Like, it was that similar, man. It's scary.
I know. Awesome. So I guess I am Hawkeye, although the team also did one of Quicksilver from Age of Ultron, since I have blonde hair.
Yep.
Kind of close, but not the same as the Jeremy Rayner one. But you listeners, let me know if you think, am I, you know, Jeremy Rayner's, like, clone? Could I be a stunt double in Hawkeye? I don't know. Let me know. I know the physique here, maybe not, but, you know, the face. I guess I'm close. Yeah, I mean, you know?
I'm sure they could have a face double.
Could, yeah, yeah. I mean, heck, if I got in shape, I could probably
bullshit.
Be... Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go.
Be a stunt double.
You know, I know they have, like, you know, they have, like, hand models, but I doubt they're going to have face doubles. You never know, though. It's worth a shot, man. Worth a shot.
Okay, going back to Disneyland, this is what I should do.
Yeah.
I should go get a replica Hawkeye outfit, put it on, and walk through the park and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to get your hair back to normal color.
Yeah, I have to cut it and before you dye it. And yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. May revisit this.
Yeah, good idea.
I don't know. I'm ready to cut it yet.
No, dude, no. Oh, God. I don't know, man. Well, I totally forgot what I was going to say, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm hungover as shit. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Nothing to do with drinking or being hungover. But did you watch the Guardians of the Galaxy video game trailer or the live gameplay that was released?
I did not. No. How is it?
Oh, dude, it looks really good.
Who makes it?
It looks really good. Because I don't know if you played Avengers on PS4.
I didn't. I looked at it.
I was not.
But I was like, eh.
Yeah. No, I played the demo when it came out because they did a free demo trial. And I wasn't impressed. I mean, I think the story was good, but I wasn't impressed with, like, the gameplay. I thought it was honestly just a little bit too basic for fucking PlayStation. But this looks really cool, man. So when you get a chance to look at that Guardians of the Galaxy gameplay, because it's going to be dope. I can't wait.
Nice. I'll definitely check that out. Is it similar? Like, who makes it? Is it Sony? Is it Unreal? Is it Ubisoft? Like, who actually makes it?
Oh, boy. You know what? Bring up another topic and let me check that real quick.
Well, if it's like Spider-Man, like, I do love the Sony Spider-Man games. I think they're pretty solid and rock, you know, they're really fun to play. I love the gameplay. I love the story. I love, like, just everything about the Spider-Man games. I really like those. So I'm wondering, like, who...
Yeah, Square Enix is going to be the company that makes it. So the makers of, like, Tomb Raider, right? Like, Tomb Raider is one of my favorite games of all time. So I think, you know, if you've got Square Enix doing it, I think we got a really good shot of having a really cool kick-ass game.
Well, I like Tomb Raider, and to me, like, Tomb Raider, Uncharted, like, those types of games were a lot of fun.
Yep.
And then Speaking of which, Uncharted. Did you know Tom Holland was playing Drake in Uncharted?
Yep.
I did not know that till the other day.
Yeah, and then Wahlberg's playing Sully.
No.
So it's going to be... Oh, yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah.
No, okay.
They've had footage out already. They've had, I don't know if it was Holland or Wahlberg posted a picture of both of them.
Dude, I've been living under a fucking rock or something. I, for some reason, did not know this was a thing. Like, I don't know.
Oh, dude, I can't wait, because Uncharted is one of my favorite video game series of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, I like Mortal Kombat. You know, I do love Destiny. I think Destiny's fantastic. But as far as like a series of games, Uncharted is by far my favorite at this point. I mean, and so I can't wait to see Tom Holland and Wahlberg both. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I like it because I feel like it's very similar to Tomb Raider, which I always loved. Always loved Prince of Persia. Mm-hmm. I liked Assassin's Creed. Like, Assassin's Creed, that's my all-time favorite. And then, but those types of games, I feel like it's kind of in there, like those types of games, like Far Cry in a way.
Yeah.
And so, like, those games I always enjoyed. So, and hey, even the wife likes it, so I can get her to actually go see a movie with me that she won't actually
hell
hate.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Dude, speaking of movies, and I think I texted it to you the other day, but Rob Zombie is going to be doing a Munsters movie. Like the old school classic, like Munsters, right? The sitcom. It only ran for like 2 seasons, but it had over 70 episodes. Like, you know, it was one of my favorites of all time. Like that and Addams Family, even the old school black and white Addams Family were one of my favorites. So I'm kind of excited to see Zombie do it.
It only had 2 seasons?
You know.
The original?
Yeah, I believe it was only 2 seasons.
Wow.
70 episodes, I think, is what it was. Yeah, that's what I read the other day.
It felt like it always was like several seasons long. That's kind of weird. I mean, 70 episodes is a lot, but still. Like.
Yeah. And you got to think, too. Like, I mean, when we were kids, like Nick at Night would rerun the shit out of like Addams Family and the Munsters and like fucking I Love Lucy and all that shit.
Get Smart.
I never watched that, but
I love Get Smart.
Yeah. Get Smart was awesome. But, but I'm really interested to see like, can Zombie, because it was a comedy. So like, can Zombie come in and bring like a horror-ish element, not horror-ish, horror-ish. See what I did there? Element, but
leave the horse out.
Exactly. But along with like a comedic script, and I think it's all going to be in who they cast as well.
Well, to me, I almost wonder if it's just going to be a comedy because you look at what you remember his old music videos back when he was with like White Zombie or when he started off with Rob Zombie after he left, like they were that old black and white, you know, horror movie style. And he's a big fan of the classics, like Dracula, Frankenstein, Creature of the Black Lagoon, stuff like that. Like, he is a big fan of those old movies. So,
yeah,
would it kind of have more of a old school horror movie like feel to it, and then keep the cheese and the comedy in it?
I could see it. So I'm really excited. I don't even think like they haven't cast or anything for it. It was just announced the other day, but that's one thing that that I'm really excited about. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, me as well. I think it'll be a lot of fun if it's done right. Which I feel like that's one of the ones where you can go one of two ways, right? You can either have it where it's cheesy and campy, and then it's a bomb because it's just like over the top cheese and you're just like, man, this is just horrible. Or you could get somebody that tries to twist it and turn it into something that it is absolutely not. I feel like Zombie, the passion he has for those old classics, probably will keep it very true to style. You'll have the cheesiness, but it'll have enough of a really good feel to it to where I think you'll get a nice balance. So at least that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I trust Zombie, man. I'm not a horror film guy, but like I did enjoy House of a Thousand Corpses. Devil's Rejects, like all that shit. I loved all that. So I'm just excited to see what he can do in a different. Yeah, exactly. I'm just excited to see what he can do in like almost like a different genres, like comedy. So hopefully, I don't think he'll let us down, but hopefully he won't. I can't wait.
I mean, he's doing a lot of things right now. He's got a new album out. He's he started a super group. So
really,
yeah, I forgot what the super group's name is, but it's got I might have to look this up now. But it's got Nikki Sixx on bass. It's got John Five from Anson, and who's also on some of the Rob Zombie albums on guitar, and then it's got somebody else on drums. And they've got like a remake single on Spotify right now.
No kidding.
Yeah. Let me see. Zombie super.
Well, cause he's touring. So all these festivals that are just starting, or that will be starting, pretty soon, Zombie's going to be one of the day's headliners for a couple of them.
Okay, here we go. It is LA Rats. LA Rats is the name of the supergroup.
No shit.
Yep, and their first single they did a cover. What was the cover?
That's interesting. I mean, it's definitely a good thing, because with everything starting to open up, and you know, like we did a couple episodes ago with our Music is Life episode, I mean, you know, to see everybody coming out with new music and touring and concert venues are opening and it's going to be full capacity. Like, it's, dude, now's the time. Like, now's the time. And
it
I'm excited about it.
It is. I can't find the single, but the drummer was from Ozfest. He toured for Ozzy and Black Sabbath doing the drums. So,
okay.
But LA Rats. I mean, the song they covered, I'm not a huge fan of. It's okay, but I want to see what else they release. But, I mean, it's kind of crazy.
I mean, is this going to be just a cover band? Or are they really doing...
I don't know.
You know, are they really going to have a full album?
I mean, with all the stuff that they've got going on right now, like... Because I think Nikki Sixx is working on, like, some more stuff with 6 a.m. So... And I know John Five was working on some solo stuff that he was doing and also helping Zombie with a new album he was working on. So I don't know.
Interesting. Well, that's cool. But hey, it's something else to look out for, man. I'm dying to get some new tunes because I've just been exhausting my Sirius XM radio, man. Like I'm ready for some new shit, especially some hard rock, heavy metal shit. I've been doing country a lot lately just because of the outdoor drinking. Like, fucking, it's the best music to outdoor drink to.
You know, there's a country artist I like that has his Marks. Chris Marks. I think it's Chris Marks. Is it Chris Marks? I don't know. He does some songs like Five Finger Death Punch, Mickey Mars from Motley Crue, or not Motley Crue, yeah, Motley Crue is on it, and he's got a bunch of rock and roll, like, people that guest star on, like, his songs, or guest sing on his songs, whatever the case may be. And it's kind of not the same, like, country. It's more like almost like a darker, like, rock country. So I've been kind of digging him lately. So.
Okay. Yeah, you'll have to send that to me. I'll check him out, too. Because like I said, I'm all in for some new tunes, man.
Yep, yep. Well, I think that's all we got today.
Yeah, man. Short and sweet, baby. Let's go.
Still like 45 minutes, I think. On that note.
Well, short and sweet.
we'll let Nick go and nurse his hangover, drink some Pedialyte, take some Advil, maybe a stand back for,
baby.
You know. The achy bones. Other than that,
I'm gonna drink some more beer.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on subscribe on YouTube to @MisguidedShenanigans. We'll have our website coming soon. We got a new logo, lots of exciting things that are gonna happen over the summer. And until then, you know, don't set things on fire. Just please don't do it. Never use a gas can.
Don't light. Never use a gas can for charcoal. Peace out, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right. Later, guys.